Yesterday I was in the one of the classrooms over at the school, and the children were talking about what does it take to be a saint. And we were talking about that, and one of them said that they thought a saint was someone who had lived a perfect life. Thought, well, it's not exactly true, and perhaps Saint Augustine is one of our great examples of that. And I mentioned to them, and they were surprised to learn, that when the church actually canonizes someone, if a person does actually look too perfect, then they know something's wrong. That they ask in their cause that one of the signs that they would be canonized is that we can find some dirt on them, so to speak. They need to, you know, appear to be human. If they can't find the sin in the life of the person, they're afraid that it's there and it's being covered up and we're just missing it. Well, Augustine is probably one of those saints that we know all about the sins in his life, because he tells us about them. He has one of the greatest conversions, perhaps, of any saint. We know that Saint Augustine was brought up in the faith. His mother, Saint Monica, who we celebrated yesterday, was a very devout Catholic and tried to instruct her son in the faith. But, of course, as often happens, young people tend to decide they're going to go their own way, and certainly Saint Augustine did that. Even into his early adulthood, getting involved in all kinds of sins of the flesh, and even fathering a child with a woman. But then something important happens. Augustine has this marvelous conversion where he truly turns to God with all his heart, turns away from his past life to turn towards God. That is ultimately what conversion means. It means not just to turn towards God. It means I turn away from sin and I turn towards God. Perhaps no one else in the church could be a better example of this than Saint Augustine. But as we look at his marvelous conversion, I want to look today just briefly at what caused that. What were some of the things that helped Saint Augustine? Well, the first thing that I noticed, and I think this is important for all of us who can think in our own lives of maybe our own children who have turned away from the faith, or people that we see straying, and we think, I raised them better than this, and what happened? Well, when Augustine finally turned back to God, he spoke of, in his own words, one of the things that most influenced his life was that he said he learned his faith from a very early age. And he was quoted as saying that he drank in the faith as if from his mother's milk. That from his very early days, Saint Monica was a beautiful example and teacher in the faith. And she might have been tempted to think that perhaps this faith and all her work was lost over the course of the life of Saint Augustine. But when he turned back, he realized he was turning back to a faith that he was comfortable with, that he knew from his very early childhood. So we must never cease to educate our children well when they are young. We don't know just how important that will be later in their life. That when they maybe finally have a conversion, it will be like coming home, coming back to a faith that maybe they'd abandoned, but they knew from the very early days in their life. So we have to do our best to teach our children our faith well. Secondly, though, in addition to the teaching of Saint Monica, Augustine needed a teacher in his adulthood that could help explain the faith to him. And that was, of course, the great Saint Ambrose, who Augustine meets in Milan. Saint Augustine wanted to know his faith, and he went after many things in life that he mistook for God. He would later say that I reached out for creation, not creator, and that he looked for lovely things in his unloveliness, and he missed the God that was hidden there. Augustine's heart was in the right place. He wanted beautiful things. He wanted the good things that life could offer, but he needed someone to help him to see the world correctly, to find the creator behind the beauty of creation. For Saint Augustine, that was Saint Ambrose. That means we need to have people that are strong in their faith and can explain it to others. It is through Saint Ambrose that eventually Augustine was baptized. Maybe you are called to be a Saint Ambrose in the life of someone. You don't have to be a bishop and learned theologian like Saint Ambrose, but maybe you're just able to point out to your friend some truth of our Catholic faith to help them understand, to come to love Jesus and his church. Finally, and I think Augustine would point to this most of all, the thing most responsible for his conversion was grace. He is perhaps the greatest doctor of the church in the teachings on grace, because he realized, left to his own, he saw the miserableness of his life of sin, but yet when God's grace broke into his life, he saw he could attribute none of that to himself, but all to God. So God's grace ultimately brought about this beautiful turning of Augustine to see God rightly. And of course, we celebrated yesterday that this was largely an answer to the prayers of his mother, but God saw St. Augustine his whole life. So we trust that God sees us. We pray for his grace, that he will continue to bless us, to give us the grace we need at the right time. May we too be strong in our faith, the faith given to us perhaps from a time when we were very young. May we find good teachers to help instruct us, and may we always be thankful for the great call of God in our life, the gift of the grace to know him.